Welcome in time for a daily editorial. Thursday of the week, we're almost done. A couple of topics that I would like to, get Jimmy's opinion on. The first one is DeSantis is really getting trashed right now by the Democrats. Jean St. Pierre, or whatever her name is, really, really put it to him yesterday in a forum that I thought was illegal. I didn't realize that a spokesman for a president could give her opinion on something. She sure trashed DeSantis and the state of Florida. Also, no word whatsoever yet on the debt ceiling. Jimmy, take whichever one you want to talk about.
Yeah, well, first, let's just talk about DeSantis's announcement yesterday. So he filed the paperwork and then, of course, last night went on Twitter and was going to do a special Twitter announcement. And apparently it had a lot of problems. Far fewer size of an audience that saw it than should have. There are some technical glitches. It didn't work out well. What's really funny, though, is Trump's team came out. I'm not sure who actually created the meme, but by this morning, they actually had a Instagram post of DeSantis' announcement, and it was a meme. It was a joke, but it was Musk and DeSantis with George Soros and Klaus Schwab, Dick Cheney, Adolf Hitler, the devil, and the FBI, and they're all arguing about getting it on. Online, it's hilarious little meme. And at one point, the FBI says, "Hey, all right, so he's announced. How do we knock him out?" And Elon Musk's voice says, "I don't know if this is AI created or not, but AI Elon Musk's voice says, "Hey, FBI, this is an open forum. Everyone can hear it." And then they cuss and then click off. So basically. Pretty sarcastic, and Trump comes in the end and says, "Hey, I'm the guy to solve this."
Yeah.
Bottom line is, it's really funny, and it really changed the dynamic of DeSantis' announcement. And I think what's really interesting is some of the polling that's just come out that shows Trump with a more favorable approval rating overall than Joe Biden. And really what's interesting is Vivek Ramaswamy is now surpassed Nikki Haley and Mike Pence for the third position in the Republican primary race.
Yeah.
And he's the Indian tech guy from California who's very articulate and speaks incredibly well and talks about the issues that I think most conservatives and most Americans are very concerned about. So very interesting that he's rising. DeSantis, we don't know what will happen with the polling. The polling's certainly irrelevant because no one really can believe any of it.
Right.
And I did want to follow up with one other thing. Yesterday, you know, some of the commenters said, "Hey, you know, he can still run even if he's arrested." And I've never said that's not the case. I do believe that he can still run. He can run from prison.
Yeah.
The Constitution doesn't exclude him from doing that. But that's not what the Democrats and the DOJ are trying to do. They're trying to alienate potential voters to say, "Oh, it's not possible for him to vote if, in fact, he's indicted and then convicted of some of these crimes." That's the political agenda.
Yeah.
Whether or not he can still run is a legal question. I think he can. But the fact is that the Democrats and the DOJ, the FBI, and a lot of people inside Washington's central control mechanisms, including many Republicans, are doing whatever they can to keep him out of office in whatever way they think is possible.
Yeah, this is probably a long shot, but it is probably a possibility. I think it'll poison the minds of a lot of the electorate. But I want to say, I read that that same comment and I commented on it, and I hope people understood what I meant with my comment, but I just don't know, you know. I really don't know what that would do in terms of, you know, firing up the electorate vis-a-vis Donald Trump. I don't have an opinion on it because I certainly don't have the expertise that you do, Jimmy, in terms of, you know, political machinations, for lack of better terms. I one other thing I kind of wanted to chat about is I really have to wonder how much damage the Democrats are doing for Ron DeSantis. I got a number of comments yesterday from people that went to a function that I went to here at the resort. It seemed to make a difference to them, but then again, they are all pretty much dyed in the wool liberals.
Yeah, and look, the people that hate Trump are going to hate DeSantis.
Yeah.
The same people that are being manipulated by the media to create this vision and division in the United States and this vision of a Marxist state, you know, yeah. they're going to be the same way. You're not going to change a certain percentage of minds out there. So
right.
it's irrelevant. And talking to them is almost like talking to a wall because they don't even see that they're being manipulated and they're so emotionally invested in it. So it doesn't really matter to me. And again, you know, I just want to follow up. You know, Jerry said, you know, at 8:49 mark yesterday, I said the criminal record where he can't run. That's their goal.
Yeah, whether that's
whether that's legitimate is irrelevant. What I think is happening and what you're seeing with a lot of pressure on the media and the Biden administration is with these attacks on Trump, his support is actually increasing.
Yeah.
People are saying, wow, this really isn't fair. There is a two-tier justice system. The Department of Justice is going after him. And yeah. It's very easy to compare how the Biden family is getting this protection with the FBI and the Department of Justice, how the Clinton family has been getting protection from the Department of Justice,
yeah.
How Democrats and aggressive Antifa and BLM members are being ignored while January 6th people are getting years and years in prison for putting their feet. One guy got 4.5 years for putting his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. Yesterday they announced that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the inequities right now, all they're attempting to do is intimidate and scare people with the Justice Department. But I think it's actually inflaming people. And I think the frustration is getting bigger. And that doesn't help Ron DeSantis. You know, I think Ron DeSantis was suckered into this by a lot of big money people.
Yeah.
I think he's actually a wise politician. I'm not exactly sure what his ultimate goal is here. I'm sure he's thinking he's going to win, but and is trying to win. But I don't think it's going to be possible for anyone. And this is just, you know, this is a political speculation, not an analysis, not a personal, like, it's not that I'm trying to protect or defend Donald Trump. There are 20 to 30% of the people that voted for Donald Trump that if anybody else gets into that role as the Republican primary candidate selected, they know that individual will be installed by the deep state and financial, or at least they'll believe that people, whoever this person, if it's Ron DeSantis, he would be installed by big money people behind the scenes. And that 20 to 30% won't vote. They just won't come out.
No, I know. I've had people comment whenever we're engaged in the discussion of this subject. I've had people comment about that. You know, one comment that I wanted to make, Jim, is I was in Target the other day, about 2 days ago. I was in Target, and all the alarms went off after I'd been in there for about 10 minutes. Which I thought was kind of interesting because Target is situated within a group of very large retail stores where very close to where I'm living. And the first thought that rattled into my mind was, why Target? And then I realized why Target this morning when I saw from one of the wire services that ever since Target began with the transgender clothing, which I believe you and I mentioned on the editorial
yesterday.
Yeah, but they've also gone ahead and I don't want to use the word placated. I guess they're kind of supporting through their retail displays devil worship thing that apparently is getting, you know, fairly substantial in the United States right now. Well, yesterday Target stock was down substantially, $20 to $14. So that
they lost $9 billion in capital.
Yeah,
and a 14% decline.
Right.
In just a couple of days,
right.
And it's not going to get better for them. Very much similar to what happened to Anheuser-Busch with their Dylan Mulvaney transgender.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening, Hal, is you're getting these liberal centralized liberal marketing agents,
right.
And these people that are going up and think they're going to expand into the little smaller markets,
right?
And you know, they're dumb. They are just dumb. They don't realize their own.
I agree, Jim.
Yeah, they're killing themselves by it.
No, I think
it's funny to watch.
I think that David Horowitz, who is hopefully going to be a guest on the weekend show discussing his book, The Final Battle, I think that's exactly what he had in mind, what's going on right now. And it is a major battle when you look at what's happening with some of the retailers, the people like Anheuser-Busch, people like Target. I mean, I think eventually the whole thing is just going to kind of blow up in the face of the Democrats. Jimmy, anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, there's a lot of things out there today that I think are really interesting, but the censorship and the intimidation by the government and the
Yeah.
coordination with censors is actually getting pretty significant.
Yes, it is.
Vivek Ramaswamy, LinkedIn censored a couple of his posts, or actually censored his LinkedIn account because he said that he basically said, "Hey, climate change is sucking." I can't even remember the three little comments, talking about the Biden administration and climate policy, and LinkedIn canceled his account. Now, here's the number three candidate in the Republican primary, and they're reaching out and censoring again.
Yeah.
The IRS is investigating Matt Taibbi. Matt Taibbi is the leftist writer that is looking for free speech, that has been publishing a significant amount of information on the FBI's involvement with Twitter under the previous administration,
Yep.
and he's basically coming out and saying, "Yeah, they're targeting me and my tax returns because of politics. They're trying to silence him." And
Right.
what that does, that intimidates every other person out there in the world that thinks, "Oh, did I cheat on my taxes 5 years ago or something? Did
Right.
I make a mistake? Oh my
Right.
God, do I want the IRS attacking me? Do I got to hire lawyers? Heck no, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to say anything." And the same thing with the whistleblowers in the FBI right now. What the government is doing is intimidating people and scaring them. This administration is scaring them. And the FBI has been doing it for quite a long time from actually getting justice because they're afraid to step up
Yeah.
and actually be honest about what's happening right now because they know they'll get attacked.
Yeah, I know.
And
It's really kind of it's a very sad situation. What I have to wonder, and I've had this thought numerous times, not only during these discussions, but also whenever I've thought about or read about, what's going on along these lines. I wonder what J. Edgar Hoover would have done. I just have a feeling he was enough of a hard ass. I think that he might have told the government just, to sit on it.
well, J. Edgar Hoover had his own agenda,
Yeah,
and
he
he
did.
was running the FBI like a little mafia group to control and direct things the way he thought was best. Whenever you have that, Merrick Garland or Christopher Wray or Jim Comey, any one of these people, you've got a serious problem. And if they're not willing to see, to have oversight, and of
Right.
course, that's what's going on right now with this whistleblower that has stated there is a document that actually identifies the Biden money family or Joe Biden himself taking a $5 million bribe
Yeah.
with a foreign entity, and the FBI will not hand that document over.
Yeah.
You've got a corruption on a scale that is incredibly hard to overcome.
Right.
It
No,
is
I
incredibly hard to overcome,
agree 100%.
and that's what we're facing right now in America. We're facing a problem that is pretty. I've lived through it in so many of these other foreign countries I've served in. I've
Yeah.
seen it, the intimidation, the silence, and actually the murder.
Yeah.
And I've witnessed it firsthand
Yeah,
when
no, I,
when people
yeah.
get desperate. And unfortunately, I think we're using the power of the government to silence our political opposition.
I
We know
agree.
we are,
Yeah,
and
I agree
it's
1,000%,
unfortunate.
Jimmy. Jimmy, I'd like to cut it to you. You and I have something we got to put together right now. Let's do that, and then if anything else of any significance happens this afternoon, we'll be back on it. Is that okay?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, man.